played your three freshmen so far. What we expected? Have they overachieved as a group?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I had great expectation for all three of them. So I think they've performed incredibly well. Mm-hmm. As I said from day one, they did not have the luxury, either of them, to sort of wait their turn and sort of be, you know, put into situations where they could slowly develop. They had to, you know, sort of jumpstart their careers, and I think they were anxious for that opportunity. I figured that Melson or Zach would be in the starting lineup, one or the other, maybe both. Zach's kind of getting starters minutes. You know, I think Devin's probably had the more difficult task because while he was really developing as a shooting guard, has now had to play the point, and he's done it extremely well. So I'm very proud of him for being willing to do whatever we've asked him to do, whether it be one, two, or three, to help our team win. So all those three are very, very good players, and they're going to have great careers here.
You've seen tape of Drake, I assume, and seen Ravonte Rice. He's another freshman. There'll be some freshmen of impact in this game on Saturday. What do you like about Rice?
Rice is tremendous. I really like his game. He does a lot of things well. He's also a very good player at the end of the game. He makes plays at the end of the game when they need him to. He's athletic. He's a good shooter. His three-point numbers don't indicate that, but he can shoot the ball outside, and he's a guy that could make three, four, five threes if he had to, but he's so good going to the basket. He impacts the game in a lot of different ways, and he as well does not play like a freshman at all.
How encouraged were you by Andrew's performance against Iowa State?
Well, I think he's been playing really well lately. I think the hard thing for him was the period of time when I was rotating all three five men, and I think it was unfortunate. He seemed to be the one that was having the hardest time with it. Jared Cole really wasn't what he was either, because I would go to one, go to the other, go to the third, and then start over again. And none of them, I think, ever really settled down. So finally, when I kind of went to two, it's really helped Jared and Andrew. Unfortunately, it has not been helpful to Devin Archie. But I just felt like in order for us to maximize what we're getting out of Cole and Brommer, you know, somebody's playing time had to diminish. And unfortunately for Archie, it happened to him, but his attitude's been good. He's going to stay ready because we may need him as well at some point.
What is it about Drake that you like or makes a challenge to get ready for? What back they present on Saturday?
Well, they've got a number of different players who can shoot the ball, so they can spread you out. They have a phenomenal low post player in Van Diest. He's tremendous. He's not a mistake guy. He can score. He can pass. And they've got a lot of different weapons. You know, Weedle can shoot the ball. Rice is playing as well as any freshman in the country right now. As I said, you know, some four men that can pop out and make threes, put it on the deck. They run excellent offense. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They made some mistakes early because they have sort of a young team. But they've really overcome that. And they're playing right now like a much more veteran team. So sometimes you have to make some mistakes early to get where you need to get to. I think the trip to Alaska was a tough one, you know, because, you know, with a young team going over there playing three games in 3 days, and they got a really, really unfortunate situation in the Weber State game, which I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, they should really have had a win there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they came back with such a difficult loss to play the way they played, I think, really speaks to the character of the team and the quality of the coach they have.
Talk about Jared. Is he okay? Is his foot healed at this point? Or is it...
I think his foot's healed. I mean, you know, he's got a situation with his knee, too. He's had a number of surgeries. So I think for him, we just have to monitor him in practice and make sure we give him enough rest and make sure he's, you know, spending some time in the training room, because his game is energy level, and when he's playing that way, his experience really helps our team. You saw it, I think, more specifically in the Northern Iowa game. He was also very good in the Iowa State game. So we just have to make sure that we stay on top of that to make sure he gets through to the end of the season.
Some of those offensive moves Andrew showed inside, do you see a lot of that in practice?
We do. He's not only a good offensive player in terms of being able to score. He can go off either shoulder. He's got a left hand he can finish with. He can pass the ball. You know, he can pass and catch, so you can go in and out with him. You can go in and hit cutters. A lot of times people think a low post presence is you throw it in there and a guy scores, that's great. But you can throw it in there and make good things happen that don't necessarily involve shooting the ball, and that's where he's been very good for us.
Have you ever been the? You ever had a bobblehead made of you before?
No, I have not.
Have you seen it? Is it?
I saw a picture of it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's still a bobblehead of me. I'm not sure.
You don't think it's you?
I'm not sure. Is there a resemblance?
I don't. In the box. I haven't looked at it. I just wondered.
Well, there's a big head with glasses. That's about the only thing I can say.
So it's Coach, and it's not White Magic. McCaffrey, it's Coach McCaffrey.
Coach McCaffrey. I got the black suit and the gold tie, so yeah, we'll see.
Never at Siena they had that?
Oh, there it is. I don't know. What do you think, Rick? I don't know. I'll let you be the judge. My kids saw a picture of it, and they just laughed. They laughed at me.
Looks like Joe Buck to me.
Looks more like Joe Buck than me. I think that's probably true.
What's your wife think? She's seen it.
Well, nobody has seen this.
Okay.
Nobody's seen this. Like I said, we saw the picture. We tried to make some adjustments. There's only so much they can do to make me look better, but I think it's fun. Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Do you give your own bobblehead as a stocking stuffer this year?
What?
Is that what
you're My ego's not that big. I can't do that.
They're not going to be in every locker.
No, not at all.
Merry Christmas, yeah. Frame.
Set that on the bench next to you. Maybe they'll get it technical or something.
If your players would want your face a little redder when you were talking to them during timeouts for the players.
Well, one timeout in particular. The other ones, I was pretty calm.
Yeah.
But one, I was not.
Well, usually about one a game. So.
About one a game.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get down to less than that. We'll get that number down.
Have you coached in the Knapp Center?
Have not.
What have you heard?
You know, not that much. I mean, I just focus on their team. I really like Mark's team. I really do. I mean that sincerely. He's got really good young players. They share the ball. They spread you out. They execute. They make shots. And they compete.
Productivity-wise, would you say this week has gone as well as you anticipated with the players being able to balance everything with school and basketball?
Yeah, I think we've gotten a lot done this week. You know, you have to be somewhat flexible. I mean, the main focus for any one of our student athletes is to make sure they get a degree and to make sure that they take care of finals. And they've done that so far. They've been very mature about coming to work and then getting their work done off the court.
What about for you guys as a coaching staff as far as the things that you wanted to get accomplished, you know, this week?
I think we got everything done that we needed to get done. I was able to get out on the road one day and get some recruiting in, and then the practices have been very, very good.
Like the team's built a, you know, kind of a cohesive bond at this point, or is it still trying to stitch everything together?
No, we got a good group that stays together and plays together and really supports one another, and I think they're very accepting of their roles. I'm not seeing any selfishness, I'm not seeing any attitude. So the only way you can make progress at this level is to make sure your team has no issues. You know, whether it be a ton of academic issues, you know, discipline issues, lack of effort, lack of playing together. I mean, our team has really come together, and I'm really proud of them.